Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to set up a release, or sometimes it's called a takedown, on multi-unit deals. One of my favorite types of most profitable deals to do in our business. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com, our online community. It's free.
Cool. All right. David asks, what is a patented claim title? Is this a homestead title? Is there any value to it when I resell it? I have a big parcel under contract to buy that has a patent deed. It's been in this guy's family since it was homesteaded in 1900. This is amazing how many times this comes up. Like, I talk to these people, they're like, well, I've owned it since, my family's owned it since, you know, 1930 something. And I'm like, wow. So, and you can go back and do your title work. You know, you're kind of doing your due diligence and you can pull it up and go, yep, he's right. It's really cool.
I have to be incredibly honest here. I had to look this up because I really didn't know the strict definition. I've only seen it a few times too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's from a land grant. He's exactly right. I believe that the source of it is that, you know, he's the first person to actually buy it from the family who homesteaded it. So, I mean, I can read the legal definition, but I think really what he's asking us or asking me is, you know, should I be concerned about this? You know, is it okay to buy it? So if it's a large deal, and I'm sure it is because land grants and patents, you know, when property got homesteaded, I did a pulp blog on this actually quite some time ago. When property got homesteaded, it was either given to or, you know, it was either deeded in exchange for money, very small amount, like 5 cents an acre, or in exchange for the promise that you're going to actually work the land, be a farmer. And, you know, they didn't land grant or homestead 5 acres. You know, they land granted or homesteaded thousands and thousands of acres or 640 acres or whatever. So chances are this is a pretty large deal. You should be going through title. Period. What's our rule?
$5,000.
If you're buying a property for more than $5,000, you should generally go through title. I brought this up on a recent membership call we had recently, and they said, well, it's too expensive. You know, I can't afford the $800, then there's not enough spread to make any money. And my answer immediately is that's silly, because if you're buying it the way that we all do in our group at 20 to 40% of wholesale value, there's totally that much room in it. And title insurance always, it makes it more marketable. So my answer straight up here, David, is yes, the patented claim is I homestead from a research that I did. And I really highly suggest, almost demand, that you would go through title on it. Mm-hmm. It's a good situation to be in. I'm not sure I ever purchased a property from the original homestead entity.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. So just that they've had it for years. I'm just thinking, if from a title agent perspective, they're probably familiar with these. And I would think this would be like what we're thinking is like gold. There's not much research to do.
There's,
you know what I mean? It's not like it changed hand 20 times. It only changed hand twice.
This is the most insurable situation it probably is. You know, you're buying it from the original owner. It's like buying a car from the original owner. Mm-hmm. Like a classic car, though, you know, like a Model T from the 1910s or 20s.
Right.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
I'm gonna reach out to him. I want to see how this goes. Mm-hmm. You know, this is it. The title agent's going to get this in, and they're going to walk around the office showing all their colleagues. You know, this is what a patent. I don't even know what a patent claim, what the title actually looks like. I'd like to see a copy of it.
Yeah, you know what? We should have them posted in there. That would be really cool to share.
Mm-hmm. So,
that's good.
Hey, it turns out this little Land Academy online community is packed with cool stuff. I had no idea anyone would even use it. Did you when we started it?
I had a gut feeling. Oh my gosh. Isn't that funny? based on back when, before we even went live and did everything. Remember, we were 6 months after we came up with this and we're working on it, leaking out, this is what we're kind of doing. And it was a real small group, but there was like, are you guys ready yet? Are you ready yet? Remember that?
Yeah.
It was like so cool. And the day that we said, okay, here it is, you know, and we went live and able to, you know, offer something, everybody went bananas. I'm like, what?
You know what you should do is you should describe how and why and the circumstances surrounding us developing this online community. And then I'm going to tell you what my version is.
Oh.
Tell us the story, Jill. Yeah. How and why did we start? It used to be called successplant.com. Now it's the online Land Academy community. But
oh, that part of it. Oh, yeah. Well, because the day we pretty much within days and weeks after us having our Land Academy education program, the Cash Flow from Land program, the first thing people said was, okay, you guys said we can ask you questions. We can talk to you. You said bring it. So we're bringing it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okay, there's a lot of you. And I was like 18 different directions. Like, okay, yes, no, no, yes. You know, and then I came to you, Jack, and said, we got to do something here. I can't possibly – I'm answering the same question in an email, you know, and these are good things we want to share. You know, we need a way to communicate. We've got to have a way that we can all communicate. And this was your coming up with, all right, I'll put something together. Give me a weekend.
Right.
And I went off to, I happened to be in California that weekend. We did not have a home here yet. And I'm visiting my girlfriend. And I remember you telling me, all right, if I'm going to spend my weekend on this, my job was to write a couple blogs that weekend. So, because I was goofing off. Yeah. Like, can you at least come back with something? So I wrote some blogs that weekend and kept up with everybody. And boy, you threw together Success Plant is what it was. And it rocked. It was awesome. Everybody loved it.
You
it was
went
like
on vacation
immediately.
You went on vacation, and I got stuck developing a product that I know nothing about. That's my version of the story. All the other stuff is totally true.
Yeah. It was so good.
I geek out on that stuff, though. I like it. It's all good.
I know.
What a good idea, Jill. It was your idea. I'm going to credit you 100%. I was actually against it, and man, what a resource. What a free resource for everybody. You know, where else can you go and find, you know, if you're new at this, our new member, and you can go and ask all these other members that were like 2 months ago, right where you're standing or sitting. You can say, do I do this? Do I do this? Do I do it? It's all free. Mm-hmm. So I'm not plugging it. I'm just saying it's awesome. I learned stuff. Like I'm learning this question. I'm learning stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
Exactly. And that's not something we would have thought. You can't possibly when you're, it's like, heck, I don't care what you're learning to do. You're learning to become a pilot. I mean, there's situations that come up all the time that are new. You can't possibly have every single thing in your training. It's an ongoing process.
Right.
So Success Plant and our online community is now, it's our ongoing learning environment, really, because things are coming up and new things. It's great. So we're never outdated and we can answer the question for everybody and everybody benefits.
Exactly.
So thank you.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic is how to set up a release. Sometimes it's called a takedown on multi-unit deals. Like I said earlier, this is one of the most profitable types of real estate transactions that you can put together, specifically in the land business. This is the meat of the show. So Jill, do you want to define what this is before we get into it? Because from the title, it looks a little cuckoo.
Mm-hmm. What this is, I'm going to give you an example. We did this with a guy in Canada, like 2 years ago. I don't remember what it was, the biggest one that we did. He got a hold of our inventory and he wanted to buy like 100 units. But he didn't want to buy them all at one time. He liked the price. We negotiated all that. And he was able to do, it was like 20 a month. Mm-hmm. For 5 months. You know exactly the person I'm talking about.
Yep.
So what we did was great. We spelled it all out in writing. And he's in Canada. I'm down here. And we did this without a title. And you're going to talk about that, I know, or about an escrow. We just did this,
right,
you know, off the book. So this is just an easy way to explain it. So basically, he negotiated a price with me for all these units. It was all in one big subdivision. And he wanted 20 a month. So he would wire me the money. And I would have one deed come out to him with 20 parcels each month. And then 4 weeks, we do it again and then again and then again.
That's right.
And that's how it worked.
So why would he want to do that instead of just buying it all at once, you think?
Two reasons. One is to spread out the cash.
Yep. And he didn't have all the money. He doesn't want to front all the money. Exactly. And that's fine.
And two, and it was actually part of an organization. He was with it was a big company that was buying these units. And then two, to not overwhelm, you know, posting them and all that good stuff, getting ready to resell or whatever he was doing with them. You know, he did a chunk at a time and got them. I'm sure did all his engineering work and all that good stuff.
Right.
At 20 a month, which was doable for them.
Yep.
I loved it. Then I knew by 5 months, I mean, it was nice for me too. I know I had this amount coming in every month. It was consistent. It was great.
Well said. So I'm, you know, Jill's all sales and I'm all acquisitions in our organization. So she comes at it that way. But I come at, here's a deal that I did recently. We purchased in a county in New Mexico. We sent a ton of offers out, and a guy called me back and said, you know what? Thanks for sending this letter. Turns out I have, you know, 150 of these properties, not just one. And I really don't want to sell you one. I would like to sell them all. So how can we do this? And I set up a release. I call it a release. Some people east of Mississippi call it a takedown. So we signed a deal, exactly like Jill said, through escrow, where we purchase 10 properties a month. You know, and in this case, it was like 15 months. It was 150 properties. And so all you really ever do, here's the beauty of it, here's the math, is fund the first deal. So I think we purchased each property for $1,000. So I would fund I funded $10,000 up front, and we immediately resold them because they're priced properly. And I took in $20,000. Next month rolls around, I fund the next round with $10,000, but I'm taking it out of that $20,000 proceed. Next month, $10,000, same thing, and on and on and on. If they're priced properly and your marketing machine's in place, and there's no reason that they should not be priced properly, and there's no reason that your marketing machine shouldn't be in place, because that's what we teach here. I mean, we have all the answers. And so I ended up making, you know, $10,000 times 15 months, 15 takedowns. It's a ton of money, man. 150 mm-hmm. grand. And all I had to do was front the first 10,000. Mm-hmm. So the multi-unit releases and takedowns are beautiful. Go ahead.
No, I was going to give some numbers too. If I remember correctly, these units that they bought, we picked up at a bulk thing, and were they? I think they were the $11
yeah.
or so.
It was part of a tax. I don't even want to bring it up. Jill and I together a lot of years ago purchased, I think, 1,100 properties for next to nothing, and we're literally next to nothing, and we've been selling them ever since. We still own some, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's my math, because I think this is really interesting. Just so 100 properties at, like, you know, $11 a property, that's $1,100 out. Big deal. Yeah. Well, when I sold these to this guy, he was trying to get them wholesale for me, which I'm cool with. And I want to say I sold them at like $250 a property, which is still a rocket.
I thought it was 500. I remember that deal. I thought it was 500. 500 each. Yeah.
Well, either way, it's still great. You know, $1,100 out, $25,000 back or $50,000 back. I mean, that's what we sold them to. Yeah. And these, what's interesting too, is this area in Southern Arizona pops up now and then, and the property values have gone up. I don't know if you've looked at it recently, Jack, but
no,
I've been playing around in LandWatch, because I'm doing some working with our people on specific little areas and properties sometimes. Anyway, and helping just with little things. And I was looking at some of the properties in this area, and they're really up right now. I'm pretty darn impressed. I'm like, I need to go back, and the ones that we have right now for sale, I might want to go relook at that price again. Because exactly. I could bump it up a little bit.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
the values have risen. I'm like, yeah. Hey, this is nice.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm.
Well, really here's, cool. You know, this is a good time for me to bring up Equitable Title, because inevitably, what happened with us, how the deal ended with the deal that I'm talking about, not the one Jill's talking about on the acquisition side in New Mexico. What ends up happening is somebody's going to call you and say, I noticed that you keep selling these things. How many more do you have? Because I really like just to put a deal together with you and buy them all. Mm-hmm. And so now, without outlaying the cash, we have equitable title in the properties. We control the deal. Because we put a phrase in there in the agreement that says we agree to if we, you're not going to sell any of these properties at all. We're buying them all. But in, just in case we want to, you know, at some point during the deal, buy the rest of them, not just wait on a monthly basis. We get the right. We have the right to do that. And that's what happened. I think 7 months in, somebody found us and said, I love this area. I bought a property from you. I went out there and I want them all. Or I have some family members who want, you know, I want my brother-in-law to have one. So we have equitable title in the deal. Equitable title means you control the transaction, but you don't own it. And what's a great position to be in. It's like an option. If you lease a house and you have an option to purchase it for X amount of money, you have equitable title in that house. And if somebody comes to you, you start marketing it. Jill and I have a friend who just did this. Mm-hmm. You start marketing it and somebody says, heck yeah, I'll buy that house for that. And it's $200,000 more than what you, you know, it's a lease option.
Negotiated.
Right.
Right.
You win.
Exactly.
So equitable title is a beautiful, beautiful thing. You control the deal, but you don't own it. And a lot of times you don't even have to pay for it. But that's mm-hmm. what our options are. But that's a little beyond the scope of this.
Yeah, and again, you get another. Wait.
Oh, I was almost going to close it.
No, I know.
Go ahead,
wait.
Go ahead.
Wait. Here you go, Jack. You get an A.
I get an A. She's flat. Jill's in California, and I'm in Arizona. We're doing this over Skype, and she's flashing like. Well, I'm not going to tell you what she's flashing.
You, but I'm flashing flashcards. You know, it's funny. Flash I talked cards. To a pilot the other day. Which funny because he listens to our show faithfully. Here's a quick little funny thing. I met this guy the other day, really cool, and he's an aerial pilot, but he's actually going into the commercial flying world. And he in the air when he's flying around and like doing some of his training and stuff, he listens to podcasts, and we're one of his podcasts that he listens to faithfully.
Wow!
So I thought that was really cool.
That's
yeah.
cool as hell, actually.
Yeah.
Is he a member?
He's about to be. Yeah, we talked.
You know,
we're
you
all
can,
good.
You can buy and sell property from Asia. You can do it from an airplane, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked all about that. I mean, like and stuff. He's got a lot on his plate right now with his training. So, but he's in. He's just figuring out the right time. So
that's
it's all
great.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good guy. Cool. Smart guy. Really smart guy.
Oh, so, he's a pilot.
That's right.
I guess there's dumb pilots, too. I don't know. You're a pilot. You're smart.
I don't know any.
You
don't
really
don't know.
Like, oh, my God, I can't believe that guy flies people around. Has that ever happened?
Oh, well, there's always a few of those. Yes.
Right.
There's a few that squeak through, but on a overall whole, no, it's a really good, it's like the boating community. We talked about that too.
It's really similar.
It's a very different, it's an interesting mindset that these people, we all, you included, Jack, have, and it's a good group of people.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate acquisitions. I like that phrase a little more recently.
I like that. I think we should change it up a lot.
Oh, really? So it's not like,
yeah.
you know.
You are not about, alone.
Well, it's all about well, acquisitions, man. It's well, all like, about acquisitions. You make the money when you buy it, not sell it.
Oh my gosh, yes. Where did I write that? Did I do that in the blog?
No, somebody reached out to me or us, I don't know if it was on the call, and said, I'll never forget that you said that. You make your money when you buy it, not sell it. And I started thinking, you know, I've been saying that, and I heard it a really long time ago. Like, I'm not joking, in the 70s, I think, or 80s, and I'm sure people have been saying it long before I heard it. So I'm mm-hmm. glad we're reaching the right people, you know, and that's my point.
Right. That's very true. And the right people, they get it. You know, when you buy it and it feels when you're, you know, the whole running to the bank thing, that's the most exciting part, not the selling it part. Like, yeah, because I knew that was going to happen. You know what I mean?
Once
I knew
we
I was going to price it. I knew it was going to sell in 2 weeks and I knew I was going to get that much money. It was way more fun buying it.
Yeah, I get almost, I literally get high off of buying real estate. Mm-hmm. I do not get high off of selling it. I don't care. Isn't that strange? Do you get high off of selling it?
You know,
you used to. We've had this conversation.
I used to. Mm-hmm.
We've had this conversation a few times since we've been doing this together as partners. And I think you used to really get high to watching the money come in. It's ironic, but I get high watching the money go out. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like both, but I do like I do like the acquisition stuff now. It's kind of because that is the fun part.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.